Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of Overreaction Monday.
Back
in our Los Angeles studios from last week's show. Hope everybody enjoyed that as a live performance. First time ever in New York City at the Fanatics Fest. Rich Eisen, Chris Brockman.
Hey,
good to see you back
What's
here
up,
in
buddy?
Los Angeles.
How are you, man? We made it.
We're almost there.
So close.
I mean, this is the last.
This is that like week of like dead, where it's like this preseason's over, regular season's
right.
not for 10 days.
We're in the that nether region,
yeah, well.
In a way, you know, you know, it taint the regular season.
I was thinking about saying it. Didn't
season.
Know if you were going to say it.
Taint the preseason.
Yeah,
no,
I'll say it. Mean?
It might taint our program.
Hey now.
But yeah, this is the last one we're doing before the season preview show
that will be on
Labor Day, which means we officially turn 1 year old.
Hey, look at us.
Our first full season would be in the books.
Season two of Overreaction Monday. It was a great season. I love this idea.
Well, I mean, we're almost there.
We're
this show was born on Labor Day of 2023,
yep.
And here comes our Labor Day show coming up next week, which is the 2024 season preview. Very excited.
Love it.
So still lots to overreact to, certainly since there was some big finishes in a way for preseason.
There was.
So it's time for Overreaction Monday, presented by Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code Overreaction, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Hit it, Jay Felly. Hit it, please. Hit it. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Monday.
All right, Christopher Brockman, let's go. Hit it.
Let's go. Okay, Rich, preseason's in the books. Now, I had three names on this first one, but during the flagship show on Monday, CeeDee Lamb announced he agreed to his new deal.
Yes, he did.
4 years, $136 million.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money. A lot of guaranteed Jerry Jones dollars.
Yes, it is.
So cross him off, and at least one, well, now either, Brandon Ayuk or Ja'Marr Chase is going to miss week one.
I don't think so. I think that this is going to be a log jam that breaks. We'll see Ja'Marr Chase slot in just a little bit less than CeeDee Lamb.
Less than CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Interesting.
Let me just say something about CeeDee Lamb here.
By the way, Ayuk,
even though I said at the end of the Overreaction Monday show in New York City that Ayuk might actually be a 49er by the time we get back to Los Angeles. And here we are 1 week later in Los Angeles.
Still a 49er, but not a new deal.
Right.
And still holding out.
Correct. So just, you know, hear me out on this one right
okay,
here.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb, all right, in terms of what he did last year, targets 181. Receptions, 135.
He was amazing.
Yards after the catch, 680.
Eesh.
92-yard reception was his longest of the year. Those were all tops in the National Football
okay.
League. Receiving yards, 1,749 yards. Receiving first downs, 80. Receiving percentage per target, 74.6%. Those were all second in the National Football League last year. Receiving touchdowns, 12. That was second in the NFL last year. So Ja'Marr Chase wasn't first when he wasn't second, when CD's second. So that's why I think Ja'Marr Chase.
So we're just going
will
1 year.
Slot.
1 year? I think Ja'Marr Chase has been consistently in his career.
It's what you are walking in, and so is CeeDee Lamb as well.
Yeah.
So I think Chase will slot in less than that. And I think Ayuk is, from everything that I've been told, it matches what I'm seeing out there being reported,
that the money is similar or exactly the same as what the Steelers have offered.
So what is the holdup?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, but it can't be so damn far off that he went with the team to the final preseason game. So his holding was actually a flight in to Vegas.
Go with the team, or was he forced to go with the team?
Well, there's no forcing. What's the force?
Jamar Chase is technically on the roster.
Do you think Jamar Chase was forced to get back on the practice field Sunday?
Maybe.
But what's forcing? There's no forcing. These guys are all, guys who have contracts that need to be upgraded.
I don't know.
So, yeah.
Okay. I feel like something's going on, and it's weird that this isn't done. It was weird that CeeDee Lamb wasn't done yet. Obviously, it got done on Monday. But
I don't think either of them are going to miss week
one of these guys.
They're not missing week
one. Okay. All right.
Good choice, though.
Okay.
That's an overreaction.
That's an overreaction.
When am I going to agree with you? This is now like a show plus one.
It's been a while.
Is it going to happen here?
Probably not.
Okay. All right.
The Dolphins are going to win the AFC East.
Oh, I don't think that's an overreaction at all.
You're into this one.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh.
We're going to be picking this division, I think, this coming Friday.
Oh, okay, great.
On the Rich Eisen Show.
Because, look, you look at the odds and you look at just the chatter. It's all Jets, all Jets all the time.
This is not an overreaction. I might choose the Dolphins on Friday.
The Bills have won, 4 or 5 years in a row now? And, I think we can all agree they're a little bit less than with some question marks heading into the year. But I just don't know why the Dolphins aren't a clear runaway in this division, giving Aaron Rodgers his health and... I mean, it's unclear heading into this year how he is going to play.
Here's the
breakdown.
We have
seen Tua be awesome literally a year ago.
Yeah, here's the breakdown. The Patriots we can remove from the equation.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the Jets, defensively, they could wind
stout.
Up. Oh, stout. Stout, I think, may be an understatement.
Yeah. Okay.
They are stacked.
They're very good.
Beyond stacked defensively.
Very good.
A lot of folks might forget, Tack McKinley is a New York Jet.
I did not know that.
He's a former first-round choice
he was.
Out of Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have Quinnen Williams. They have Jermaine Johnson. Yep. They have last year's first-round selection out of Iowa State. They've got rushing the pass. They've got Sauce Gardner. They've got C.J. Mosley. They've got a whole host of players, right? They've got Quinnen Williams.
They're scary.
They're
very scary.
Brother. They've got... Over, I could keep going on and on and on. So they are really good defensively. They are excellent defensively. Breece Hall had a 1,000-yard season in one of the worst dumpster fires ever.
Number one in like every fantasy draft right now.
He's got a lot of heat on him, and I think for good reasons.
Garrett Wilson's a top 10.
Right. Rodgers just needs to stay healthy and show up looking anything close to the Rodgers at the end of his Green Bay tenure. I think the Jets have a good season. We'll see what happens, man.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. So there's that. The Bills, you can't just discount that Josh Allen doesn't just take the whole damn team on his back and just dominate. You can't sit here and say that.
Can't roll that out. But, look at what they've lost and then some injuries already with Matt Milano going down. And, some question marks around the head coach.
Which is why you now land on the Dolphins. So,
Looking at the Dolphins and I'm like, hey, I love the offense. I love all the speed.
You should.
I love Mike McDaniel scheme and the plays that he calls up.
You should.
Are they healthy on defense? That's kind of the big question coming into this year.
You got to get Phillips and Chubb back and not have anybody get hurt. And you obviously got, on the back end of
right
the defense, Jalen
Hurts. There's no question. Miami.
You can't sit here and say this is an overreaction.
Okay.
This is a 100% genuine possibility, if not probability, that the Miami Dolphins win this division.
Okay.
That's correct. They need to.
They need to.
On top of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. They really, really need it.
Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, so both need to be replaced to help prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips. Now, you might think drinking Beyond Thirst would be a good idea. Nuh-uh. That dilutes blood electrolyte and sodium levels, which could lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, or worse. A solution isn't to stop drinking water. It's to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element. Created by former research biochemist Rob Wolf and Keto Gains founder Luis Villasenor, Element has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar,
artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients. Also, Elements guarantees you find a flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with mango chili or mixed chocolate salt into your morning coffee. Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. Just go to drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen to get a free sample pack with any purchase. That's drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, yeah, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details.
We're back.
Look at us.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. I think you might agree with this one too.
Okay.
We're not talking enough about the Seattle Seahawks.
I agree too. I got a little bit of pushback. The sleeper team segment that went off the rails last week on our program,
because
Susie and TJ acted like
the
acted like I was a substitute teacher, you know. And
it's tough when your wife and
dude,
and
you have no idea.
You have no
idea.
Like
you have no idea. I just went with it.
Okay.
I said the Cardinals were going to be the sleeper team in the NFC.
But by the way, I'm kind of down with that too.
I know that, but I got some pushback of some folks like, "What about Seattle?" Because you know, I just think Seattle performing very well is not a sleeper. You can't call a team with DK Metcalf,
right,
and JSN, and Tyler Lockett, and Kenneth Walker, and Charbonnet.
Mm-hmm.
You can't call them a sleeper team, okay? Like, they were a playoff team before last year. Clearly, I love Mike McDonald, you know, being a Michigan guy. And defensively, you know they're going to be really good. Offensively, the way that they looked in their final preseason game, Geno Smith was throwing dimes. And Ryan Grubb, the Washington coordinator collegiately coming in, has got a lot of heat on him as well. Not the bad kind, the good kind.
Right.
Buzz, I should use, instead of heat.
Yeah.
So...
And here's what I like about Seattle.
Right.
And this is why I say this, right? They didn't run a lot of plays last year because they couldn't stop other teams from running the football. So they were at such a time a possession disadvantage. The offense wasn't out there enough to run a lot of plays. You could see a lot of these offensive weapons really cook. And I think Mike McDonald is going to shore up the defense. They're going to get off the field. They're not going to give up, you know, what third down percentage, what have you. And we're going to see some of these guys. You mentioned DK Metcalf, outstanding, underrated, not talked about enough player. Kenneth Walker, one of the best pure running backs in the league. And Geno is...
You're going high register. Careful.
Can he tap back into 2022?
I think he can.
I think that's the biggest question.
Looking at their schedule, they have a winnable game at home against Denver to start the season with Bo Nix coming in.
They play the New England week two, right?
That's right.
That could be a 2-0 start.
Right. Then they have Miami at home for the Hawks Tua game.
Now that's fun.
They're at Detroit on a Monday night, and as you know, they've won the last two times in Detroit where the game has gone
crazy at Baguano. Right, like,
correct.
Yeah, type
home for the Giants, then they're home for San Francisco on a Thursday night.
There you go. Okay.
So we're they find can get off them. To a good start. They can. I mean, the schedule's not particularly off the charts. At Atlanta, home for Buffalo, home for the Rams, and then they got a bye. At San Francisco, home for Arizona, at the Jets week 13. At Arizona, there's the Thanksgiving night game in Green Bay.
Yep.
Home for Minnesota, at Chicago is the final TNF game of the year. That's going to be cold, dude. And then at the Rams to finish things up. So that's my last question for you is, what are you Yes, we're not talking about them enough.
I just think
what does that mean? What does that mean?
I think we're not talking about them enough as a playoff team and maybe a team that could push San Francisco to win the division.
To win the division is a tall order. Don't forget the Rams, pal.
I'm not forgetting the Rams, and I'm not forgetting that Arizona should be improved this year with Kyler Murray back and obviously the addition of Marvin Harrison. But we're just not talking about Seattle enough. Everyone's talking about Arizona as a sleeper team, the Rams and Matthew Stafford and Aaron Donald's gone. But how do they fill that gap? Cooper Kupp, Puka. We're just not talking enough about Seattle when we really should be, because they have been a team that's been a playoff contender for the better part of over a decade.
Chris Brockman, you must be butter. Oh, you know why?
Yes, I'm on a roll.
That's right. Two in a row.
All right, here we go. Last one before halftime.
Okay.
Now, maybe I'm caught up in some preseason hype, okay? But there has been some buzz around this guy for the last 4 or 5 years dating back to before he got to Oklahoma. And, you know, we're good friends with a fellow Saints fan, and he agrees with me. Spencer Rattler is going to take over as Saints starting quarterback before Halloween.
Okay, pal. Get out of here. Come on now. Before Halloween, they're going to bench Derek Carr. Because when you say take over.
I'm saying take over. He's going to be
this. Not like Carr.
He's going to be the starter.
That Carr's banged up.
I think Carr, look, really like Derek Carr, respect what he did for the Raiders. Okay. He was pretty bad last year for the first part of the year. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, look at all the numbers he put up. It was all garbage time at the end of last year. He put up some crazy stats in games that absolutely doesn't matter. And if you're a Saints fan, not a lot to really be excited about or inspired about going into the year. This is an inspiring move to go to Spencer Rattler and kind of inject that franchise into something that's, you know, and give him a little something that's been missing since Drew Brees and Sean Payton left town. All I'm saying.
If this happens, Dennis Allen's fired.
Oh, you think so? No, dude. I think this is one of those moves he makes to save his job.
How does it save his job?
Oh, we're struggling. Derek Carr, it's not there.
We're going to bring in the rookie that we drafted in the fifth round. And he's going to perform so well that he's going to save Dennis Allen's job.
He's played a lot of football. He's been highly crowded. He was the number one player coming into college. He was one of the Heisman favorites as a freshman.
I understand what you're saying.
He looked really good in the preseason.
If he
had a dime touchdown on Sunday against the Titans.
Put up the Saints schedule here. Home for the Cardinals. At Dallas, home for Philadelphia.
Panthers to start week one.
What did I say?
You said Cardinals. Panthers.
Cardinals.
Panthers week one.
Okay, Panthers, pardon me. Week one at Dallas, home for Philadelphia, at Atlanta, at Kansas
tough
City.
And that's right. And if Derek Carr is really struggling, look at the record by Halloween. They could be 2-6.
Right.
And if it's go time.
And if they're 2-6, Dennis Allen's fired.
And you know what? Fine.
And then
so be it.
And then Dennis Allen gets fired, and the new coach comes in, and it's just like, we have no sacred cows. The front office says, I want to see Spencer Rattler. That's how he's the guy before week nine, because week eight is 4 days before Halloween.
Right. Halloween are the first eight games.
And then you got Spencer Rattler at Carolina to start.
Now we're talking. Totally possible.
I don't know, brother.
You're going to win, loss it? What could their record be? They could be 1-7.
I will push back and say this is an overreaction.
I believe
in Derek Carr more than you do.
I thought you were going
to
bite.
They've got weapons, bud. They should be able to put points on the board.
Yeah, but that's a really tough schedule.
They've also switched up their offense. They got a whole new sheriff in town.
I get it.
The whole Sean Payton era is over.
I know.
They got a whole new look.
It's the Rattler era.
Spencer Rattler era. That would be something. And our friend who is currently actually directing this podcast right now agrees with this.
Oh, I texted him on Sunday. I was like, Rattler should just be the starter. He wrote back 200%.
Oh, my God. Everybody's hating on Derek Carr. It's so vogue to hate on Derek Carr.
Is it demure to hate on I heard that's the word of the week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Game Time's got a new feature called Game Time Picks, people. We are, as we mentioned, turning a one-year-old.
Yes.
Coming up on Labor Day.
Excited about
it. We have had Game Time Tickets as our presenting sponsor for darn near the whole year.
Whole time.
And they have been a terrific partner, and we've been telling you about what they do and how they go about their business to make it easy for you to buy tickets anytime you want to get an incredible seat to anything in your area. I'm going to tell you about the all-in pricing feature so you get to see the total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. We told you about the lowest price guarantee. Game Time will credit you 100% of the difference if you don't get the lowest price guarantee hit. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. But there's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. It makes curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code, for $20 off your first purchase. It's not just my code.
No, it's our code.
Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Take the guesswork completely out of buying tickets with Game Time by creating an account. Redeem our code OVER. R-E-A-C-T-I-O-N, two R's in overreaction. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game time. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's now second half.
It's now second half time, too.
Of our first, yes. Of our final show of final year show. One.
Oh, baby.
Chris?
Okay, Rich. Now, last week at Fanatics Fest in front of the live crowd.
Yes.
I overreacted a little bit to Drake May playing well in the second preseason game and said they should just start in week one. Well, lo and behold, here we are a week later, and that is all the conversation on Monday.
Yep.
Based on how he looked against Washington. By the way, he looked awesome. Now, I'm not going to go down that well again by saying he should start week one.
All right.
But I am going to say we can agree he's going to play sooner rather than later.
I agree, yes.
Okay. Sir. Drake May is not going to let the Patriots have the worst record in the NFL this year. He's that good. His skill set is going to win enough games where, dude, unfortunately for me as a fan, the Patriots won't have the number one pick in the draft. They're not going to have the worst record in the league.
It would be beneficial for you to have the worst
record. It really would, actually.
Certainly, if somebody wants a quarterback,
yes,
they got to have it.
Please give us a hall of picks so we can revamp our offensive line and add a few more defensive players.
Right, and you need that to happen.
That would be super.
Multiple teams have to get in on that, because everybody knows New England's not taking a quarterback.
Of course, not taking a quarterback. It would be great if we had the number one pick, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Who is? Give me good.
Based on the odds, it's a lot of people like Carolina again. Denver again.
Denver's not going to have the worst
record.
Yeah,
people aren't hip on Denver. I think the Raiders are kind of sneaky up there as well.
Raiders are not going to have the worst record.
Well, somebody's going to have the worst record.
Well, you just said the Saints are going to go 2-6 and then start Spencer Rattler.
Saints might be bad as well.
That is a way to get the worst record in the NFL.
They might be bad as well.
With Atlanta looking as terrific as they are, and Tampa's defending champs.
Maybe Carolina's a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say? You talking yourself into it?
No,
the Pat schedule is rough.
Dude,
but Drake May,
a rookie quarterback,
he really has
at
it.
Cincinnati, home for Seattle, at the Jets, at San Francisco. That reeks
of
0-4.
I think that's why you start Jacoby Brissett, and then
that
Drake
still
May
reeks of 0-4.
I totally agree.
Home for Miami, home for Houston, Jacksonville in London, where you're basically the road team, even though that's technically a home game for you. Home for the Jets, at Tennessee, at Chicago. I mean, dude, no, I still think it. I'm sorry, pal. I think you're going to get what you want. I think you're going to see your It's going to be a long season.
It's going to be a long season.
And Gerard Mayo's going to, you know, get more gray hairs.
Where, I mean, honestly, I mean, I know we're going to have the number one pick, but where are the wins in this schedule?
I don't know, dude. I mean, a division game.
There will be some weird ones.
Maybe. Don't they always beat Buffalo once a year now?
Yeah, always. And the Jets, usually there's one or two in there. And then.
Yeah, I don't think the Jets are going to have a 3-3 game in the fourth quarter this time around, though.
That game was so bad.
I'll just push back on
Drake May is good, though.
I'm not saying that.
No, I know.
By saying this is a pushback.
We need more around him.
Well, I just think, you know, I just think it's.
I was trying to go off the board, but I just know not the week one.
Let me just say this, speaking on behalf of all folks who don't like mass holes like yourself.
Come on.
I think it's great that you're getting your hopes up because you're getting your hopes up a little bit because if, in fact, everything goes the way that everybody thinks it is, they're going to watch you kind of eat your soul up a little bit.
A little bit this year. This year could be really rough.
When I said to you years ago that welcome to the rest of us.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, this happening, that happening. You might lose this. You might lose that. This potential, like, bottom falling out would be the ultimate welcome to the rest of us.
Just back-to-back four-win seasons.
I don't wish it on you. I don't wish it on the Kraft family.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I wish it on my own child. Yes, my own child who loves the Patriots.
Yep.
Yeah. My in-laws. I mean, no, but seriously, you know.
It's going to be a long year. I totally get that.
But I still think you're going to have the worst record.
But I think we got the right guy.
Worst record sometimes doesn't have to be three wins, two wins.
Ooh, it might be.
What else you got?
It might be two. Okay, cool. All right. Let's go to the NFC East, which we did preview on the flagship show Monday.
I can't believe you think the Cowboys finished third behind the Commanders.
I just think something weird's going to happen. That's all.
All right.
I just think something weird's going to happen.
All right.
What's not going to happen, and what we do agree on, is that the Eagles are going to win that division.
I do believe that's correct.
And I think all the weird stuff that happened the last third of the year and through the playoff game, I think that's been fixed.
Okay.
Big Dom has an official title now, so he will be on the sideline for all the games.
Yeah.
And the Eagles will be one of the final four teams standing at the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't think you could say that this is, you're crazy. My gosh, that the Eagles make the final four teams, so they make the NFC Championship
game. NFC Championship game, Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, they've got the roster to do it.
They really do.
They sure do.
And look, we know that Jason Kelce is gone, but look, that will get filled, and maybe they don't run the tush push as much, and that's fine. They have Saquon Barkley.
Dude, I mean, Brown, Smith, Dotson, Goddard, Barkley, Hurts. I mean, you can't get
really
much
good.
Better than that.
Sign me up if I'm an Eagles fan.
Maybe the only better offense is Team USA's flag football team behind the quarterback.
Behind who?
Mazzotta. yes.
Hey, look, Sirianni and Wacko, sure, that's fine. But it, by all accounts, he owned up for all the mistakes that were made last year. And if they can, look, they don't have to sing Kumbaya together, but as long as they're on the same page.
I don't think you can argue this.
And full speed ahead. I think the Eagles are going to be back to being
against
really
the Niners,
good.
Eagles,
like, two
Niners
years
again?
Ago.
Eagles, Niners again?
Honestly, sign me up for that. But I feel like San Francisco is going to have a weird year as well.
Lions, Eagles or something like that?
That could be really fun.
Bears, Eagles?
Falcons, Eagles? Bears? Ooh, now you're talking my language.
Falcons, Eagles?
Falcons, why not?
Birds of a feather?
Yeah.
These are all feasible. I mean, I can't sit here and say there's no way because the Eagles crapped out last year.
It was really
bad the way
last year ended,
That they've lost, you know, arguably two Hall of Famers. Kelsey's one of them. I know you can make a case
Big
for Cock.
Oh,
Flex,
oh,
yeah,
oh,
Big Tom. No, Big Tom's not
Big Dom's
gone.
Back.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
Right. I don't think you could sit here and say that's beyond the realm. It's impossible. Yeah. It's ridiculous. You're overreacting. The Eagles could absolutely be back in the NFC Championship game this year, 100%. And again, just good general managers will not only get players that don't cost you a lot in a trade.
Right.
And Jahan Dotson is a pretty damn good third wide receiver, you know, back there in his collegiate state. And then the way they just hit the crap out of the secondary in the draft really is something.
I mean, Howie Roseman, masterclass, man.
Right.
Yeah,
and
so he's,
you know, the Jets have the Hassan Reddick holdout on their hands, not his. So yeah, I think you're right. They could be, I'm not saying they will be, but I'm just sitting here saying that this is not overreact.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. We're back. We're about 50-50 now.
I think we're back. We've returned to restore the balance.
All right.
Less salt in the diet.
Two more. You know? Two more, Rich. Uh-huh. Two more.
Okay.
A 2023 last place team will win a playoff game this year.
So.
And here are the four that I have pegged right out of the gate.
Uh-huh.
Bears, Bengals, Titans, Cardinals, I think are the best.
One four. Of them will do this?
Best four for this.
Oh, yeah.
A last place team from 2023 will win a playoff game this year.
Dude, is Joe Burrow and his health sort of like the modern day Brett Saberhagen? You remember like every other year he won the Cy Young and then the off years he got hurt and injured and like was just a non-factor.
The San Francisco Giants, right? They won even years. They won the World Series.
Every so and then you'll see that. And maybe unfortunately for him in Cincinnati, it's an every other year thing for him. So it's time for the every other year, right? Wouldn't you say?
I don't see why it wouldn't be.
I guess 2021 was the year they went to the Super Bowl, and 2023 would have been the every other year here. I might be off.
There is a weird kind of mystery around this wrist injury that no one's ever had before, but he's not allowed to throw 3 days in a row, which has been kind of strange.
So maybe
there's a question mark there.
I kind of feel like there's no worse to wear with him, man.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad that you feel that way.
I kind of like
T. Higgins'
Cincinnati.
Contract here. He could really go nuts. Yeah, Jamar Chase deal.
He'll be fine. I think that's going to get done.
Running back position is kind of a question mark for them. Is Zach Moss, Chase Brown, is that combo, can that replicate Joe Mixon, what you're losing there and what Brown kind of contributed? But
let me ask our coordinating producer, Mike Hoskins, and director, Don Bowie, Mr. 200% Spencer Rattler.
200% on Rattler.
Can you call up the Cincinnati Bengals schedule for me, please? You've got New England and potentially Drake May coming into the house for week one, right?
It's going to be ugly.
By the way, is that going to be the most popular survivor pick of week one?
Easily. Okay. I've already scheduled mine to be the Bengals.
Now they're in Kansas City. After that, a Monday nighter home for another rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels, and then at a second-year quarterback in Bryce Young, and then the big one where they're home against Baltimore, at the Giants on a Sunday night, at Cleveland. That is going to be an important game for them to basically say, we're not going to be the Huckleberries anymore, right? Home for Philly, home for Vegas, at Baltimore, at the Chargers, by Pittsburgh, at Dallas, at Tennessee, then Cleveland, home for Denver, at Pittsburgh. I mean, that's a... I just gave you for a team that you want to talk about.
Last place schedule.
I mean...
Well,
that's it.
I know at KC, but
said it right there.
I mean, Burrowhead, right? They could be 4-0 for
that's
that huge
right
Ravens game.
That's right. That's you're right there. So yeah, okay. I don't know about the other ones.
Yeah, what do you think about Bears, Titans, Cardinals? Those are sneaky sleepers
to make the playoffs and win.
Sleepy.
This time
last year,
if you told me two, I might push back.
Said the Houston Texans were going to win a playoff game.
I got it.
So it will happen. I'm just saying.
Right.
Be prepared.
So I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals to be that team. If you gave me two.
Safe bet.
If you said two last place teams, I might say that's an overreaction. This one makes it much easier. Right, so thank you for making it easier.
Well, tune in next week.
I think you're reacting. You're overreacting
I'm trying to get some wins.
Or at least correct. And by the way, when I say correct, I mean agreeing with me.
Literally just agreed with me.
Me agreeing. Yes, right.
Although no one in the crowd in New York last week was agreeing with me about
not at all.
Anything.
They really wanted to take you.
Well, I had to remind them
to one of those short piers for a long walk, right across the street
like
from.
Okay, last
from the Javits
last
Center.
One. I already know what you're gonna. I already know what you're gonna say, but I want you to hear me out.
Yes.
This is the last year of the 49ers Super Bowl window.
What does that mean?
It means their Super Bowl window to win. This is it. This is the last
That's
year.
Absurd.
And do you want to know why? So, you know why. This is Brock Purdy's last year making $900,000.
Okay.
And after that, it's $65 million time. And he's going to get his. He deserves it. He's going to be an MVP finalist again this year.
Right.
I'm sure. And now Deebo Samuel's a year older.
What if
Brandon Ayuk isn't on the team?
Let me ask you this
question.
And
what about your defense is now a year older?
What about this question? Let me give
what
you.
What if they win the Super Bowl?
No. Well, first of all, sure.
Sure.
But B, I didn't mean to call you Bay.
Bay. Thank you.
B, okay.
Bay, man.
Purdy's really good. Okay.
He is really good.
What if they give him an extension? What if they give him...
What does that mean?
What that means...
He's going to take less money?
No. He gets a fat signing bonus. but he plays the next year on where it's just for $900,000 on the cap, but he gets a signing bonus to sign his new deal. You see what I'm saying? Things can be totally worked around, buddy.
Cap voodoo.
No, but call it voodoo, whatever you want.
I don't know about
call
that.
Call it voodoo, whatever you want. You know, what about they draft more Hufungas? You know,
God bless you.
Christian McCaffrey is signed.
One of the reasons to sign Ayuk
is because you are telling Brock Purdy in the first 3 years of his new deal, he's going to have this guy as his wingman. You know, how about that? And Debo, as great as we think he is, and he is, what if Juwan Jennings, who could have been the MVP of the Super Bowl last year, is that guy? What about if Ricky Pearsall steps up? What about if I could keep going on with the stuff?
I get it. A year older for George Kittle.
Suddenly this team is, you know, Fred Warner's not going anywhere. He's in the prime of his career.
All right, two words, Super Bowl hangover. It happens.
Actually, that's three.
Hangover four, maybe four.
Three, no, Super Bowl. Hangover is one word.
I just combine everything into one word.
Are you spelling Super Bowl as one word?
Why not?
All right.
Hangover is real, though. Look what happened to the Eagles.
That was like that line from Midnight Run. I got two words for you. Shut the F up. You know?
Look what happened to the Eagles last year.
Okay, pal.
Coming off of a Super Bowl loss.
Let me ask you this question.
Did you think the Eagles, when they were 10-1, like, man, they're going to lose seven of the next eight games?
Top five guys, because the show turns 10.
Yes.
This fall. Top five guys you have hated on the most in the 10 years. Is Kyle Shanahan one of the top five?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. He's one of your top five.
Unfortunately, I have a lot of evidence to back me up on that.
If we were able to put together some way where we're able to get the transcript
some
of 10 years of
RES AI to go in there and figure out all the hating.
You know what? Chat RES. Okay, if we're able to do that,
Kyle Shanahan
and look at all the transcripts of the show.
Okay,
Kyle Shanahan would absolutely be in the top five of guys that you have denigrated. You know, argued deserves to be fired or is
overrated.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Yep.
All of that.
Yep. Has he won a Super Bowl in the 10 years we've been on the air? Right.
Okay.
Okay. I have a lot of facts.
The last year of their Super Bowl window this year, I will push back and push back strong. And I think I did.
But you think Arizona is your sleeper team, right?
So what does that mean?
What about the Rams? You're like, what about the Rams? And I'm like, no, we're not talking about Seattle.
I know that.
So
of course, that's this time of year where anything is possible. And there are things that are, I believe, not possible or unlikely to be possible. That's the way I'm pushing back.
I think
I'm just saying I'm right on absolutely everything.
I get it. And I think us just kind of blanket writing San Francisco in the NFC Championship game, that's a little premature.
But writing them in as a possibility preseason to win it all is not premature.
No, you look at the betting
odds.
You're
talking about Super Bowl window is closed, which would mean we're not even considering them to win the Super Bowl. That's the way I view it at the outset of a season.
And coming off a year, they were 3 minutes from winning it. I totally understand that.
No, but you're not saying this year is the last window.
This is the last window. This year, they don't get it done. It's not going
to
happen.
And I understand that your thoughts on that is because Purdy is about to get paid.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that there are some cap tricks to make next year not have to be that. That's what I'm saying.
And then on top of it,
there's some deep benches, man. They draft really well.
They do draft really well.
Okay, and they coach them up, you know. Now, that may be another thing, too, is like, who are the next assistants that are going to start
getting plucked?
Right. But you know, they used to do that a lot more with D'Amico Ryans and Robert Saleh. Last year, Steve Wilks did not get plucked. He got picked off. So we'll see. Now, that may be part of the brain drain there, maybe. But I think you're off on that.
All right.
Okay, good stuff, Chris.
That's a wrap.
Let's do it.
Season preview next week.
Next week, next Monday, our next edition of Overreaction Monday will come out Labor Day, first thing. And then that'll be our season preview of 2024. And then the week after that, full on overreacting.
Off and running. Let's go.
Thursday night opener, Kansas City.
And a Friday night opener.
And a Friday night game, right? Oh,
baby.
For us to overreact freshly to the Eagles and the Packers, and we're going to be in Kansas City for that. You got to get home.
We got to get home
in time.
We got to get home.
We're going to do the show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, kickoff in Kansas City, but we'll tell you more about that on the next edition of Overreaction Monday on Labor Day. For Chris Brockman, I'm Rich Eisen. Adios, everybody.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.